station. This is Houston. Are you ready for the event?
Houston, this is Octaver Station 1. We read you loud and clear. Welcome aboard. Yes, indeed. It is Octaver time again. I'm Slandy, and welcome to my first episode of Octaver for this, believe it or not, it's still September. I'm still 1 hour away from truly being October here in Montreal, Canada, where I call my home. Today's topic, brought to us by Sassy Cat, and thanks again, Sassy Cat, for taking the reins on this Octaver 2013, also affectionately called Rocktober. And I even mentioned that in an audio boo I did recently, that this particular year, I'm actually going to stay away from jazz, my beloved jazz music. Why? I just thought I'd explore some music that I haven't listened to in a long, long time. I'm a big, big fan of prog rock or progressive rock. Everything from the Osric Tentacles, which you've just heard, opening up this first Octaver episode, through to, Yes, Genesis, Uriah Heep. Oh, there were so many. I can't even, I'm drawing blanks now. And that's going to happen. So how I'm going to do this is I was originally going to concentrate on one artist, believe it or not, just one artist. And well, here he is now. Can you tell that he used to play with Frank Zappa? That is none other than Steve Vai, the brilliant guitarist. And this is a very philosophically named piece of music called Ooh. That's with four O's, for those of you counting. Anyhow, I really, really like Steve Vai, and I love the guitar. And one of Sassy Cat's questions... Let me fade out Steve for a sec. I'll be right back. Okay, I really didn't like doing that. Alright, so one of Sassy Cat's questions was, are you musically inclined and do you play an instrument? Well, Someone once told me that I had perfect pitch. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but I suppose I can whistle a tune and keep a tune, or keep in tune, or eat tuna, or, well, one of those things. And actually, I do kind of dabble around. I dabble around on keyboards, I dabble around on drums, and I do from time to time play around on the guitar. A while back, in fact, it was November of last year, November 2012, after we sort of had this music gasm of a month of October 2012, we found ourselves, a lot of us in the community found ourselves sort of, oh, now what are we going to do? So something was born called November Beat, which never, unfortunately, really took off. But what it was supposed to do was get a bunch of us to collaborate on music. And we ended up putting a few things together. And my friend McCulgan, we all know him as McCulgan, on here on Audioboo, he threw up on a sort of a shared folder that we had for November Beat, a rhythm, just a rhythm track. And what I did is I grabbed my guitar, plugged it into my laptop, believe it or not, and came up with this. I had a lot of fun doing that. And that's called Soarin' with Wings by yours truly. Now, music has always played a very important part of my life. I remember my father used to listen to this easy listening radio station here in Montreal called the Q92. No, that was recently. It was 92.5 CFQR. That's what it was. And used to listen to all sorts of, just mellow music and just always in the car, at home. I was always listening to music. And to this day, there practically doesn't pass a day that I don't listen to music. Now, these days, I'm listening to different types of music. A lot of it is sort of modern jazz, fusion jazz, electro pop, not pop, but electronic music, electronica, ambient music, that kind of stuff. And I really, really enjoy it. And, that's why I wanted to do something a little bit different for this Octaver and to concentrate on rock and roll and, what it means to me. Maybe discover some music I haven't really delved into all that deeply over the years. So, anyway, I hope you come along for the ride. I know I'm going to be listening to everybody's Octaver contributions for sure this year, like I did last year. And I just want to see what people come up with because, they've done it once before now in many cases. And for those of you who are starting off, hey, jump right in. Both feet, okay? Don't be shy. We're all friends here. We're all going to love what you do. Production values don't have to be 100%. Don't worry about it. It's for the love of music, and you can't say it any better. So that's it. That's been my very first Octaver episode, a little bit of introduction to me and my music, what I intend to do for Octaver. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed my little guitar stuff in the background there. Okay, well, maybe some of you might be thinking I should stick to shredding paper, but hurry. That's okay. I can take it. All right, thanks again. Stay tuned to Octaver, and let's rock this October and rock with Octaver.